Details on the largest settlement in Cherokee Nation history. The state is challenging federal environmental rules and proposed legislation to protect the state's groundwater. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, January 21st. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Cherokee Nation has reached a multi-million-dollar settlement with the federal government for mismanaging its resources in the past. Katie Hallam reports on what the tribe plans to do with the money.
$80 million will be paid out to the Cherokee Nation for the federal government's role in misplacing and misusing tribal resources during the 20th century. The settlement is the largest in Cherokee Nation history. Cherokee Nation officials have proposed building a tribal justice center. The potential complex will house the Supreme Court, a district court, the tribe's attorney general, and various law-related offices to mitigate the influx of criminal cases post-McGirt. Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. says the settlement funds will allow the tribe to turn an injustice into something that serves the tribe.
We're turning it into an investment into our own justice system that we can be proud of. I mean, what we're going to construct will really serve generations of Cherokees in a system that they're going to be counting on.
The project will be considered by the Cherokee Nation Council later this month. I'm Katie Hallam.
The pardons for the January 6th Capitol riot include 13 people from Oklahoma. Their criminal charges included entering and remaining in a restricted building or ground, attempted destruction of government property, acts of physical violence, and civil disorder. Some had already served sentences or made restitution. Others were awaiting sentencing or trial. President Donald Trump signed the order for the pardons yesterday on his first day in office. State Attorney General Gentner Drummond has joined a lawsuit against the Federal Environmental Protection Agency over methane rules. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports the petition calls the rules unlawful.
Drummond is one of 23 attorneys general suing the Biden administration over environmental rules during its last few days in power. The lawsuit says the EPA exceeds its statutory power in its plans to fine polluters for large levels of methane emissions. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas known for contributing to climate change. The EPA rule would penalize companies that emit high amounts of the gas. Drummond calls the tax a, quote, attack on the oil and gas industry. But proponents for reducing emissions say methane should be a priority. Here's Kara Joy McKee, the director of Oklahoma's Sierra Club chapter.
So here we have oil and gas making record profits, and methane is the low-hanging fruit when it comes to climate change.
It's unclear how long a review of the rules could take and if they would change under Donald Trump's administration anyway. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Over the past month of bill filing, state lawmakers have introduced measures that would aim to conserve Oklahoma's water resources. Grayson Wheeler has more on the legislature's groundwater agenda.
Much of Oklahoma has dipped in and out of severe drought over the last several years, and a handful of bills aim to address or prevent water scarcity. Senate Bill 259 by Altus Republican Brent Howard would require commercial entities, including farmers and ranchers, to meter how much water they pull from Oklahoma's aquifers. Last year, a similar bill passed both chambers but was vetoed by Governor Kevin Stitt. Pollard Republican George Burns' Senate Bill 133 would pause new permits to use groundwater for commercial purposes. New permits could be issued for a groundwater basin once the Oklahoma Water Resources Board completes a study on how much water use the aquifer can sustain. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Leading up to the 2025 legislative session, KGOU is highlighting issues lawmakers could consider. You can learn more at kgou.org. And you can also find more Oklahoma news on our website and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.